From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of October 9, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan. Great to have you with us. And the show this week all about focus. If you're finding yourself distracted out there, sports psychologist Dr. Betsy Schoenfeld has three ways to help you keep your focus during a tough round. She will explain. There are results from the Charlotte Open in North Carolina, plus the USDGC getting underway this week. We'll tell you about that. And former world champ Nate Doss explains how he keeps his own mental focus in the 60-Second Clinic. Yes, it's all about focus this week on PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com and Discraft at Discraft.com. Controlled Distance has a new name. Discraft presents the Surge Maximum Distance Driver in the new ESP line of grippy, durable, high-tech plastic. One throw and you'll know. The Surge was engineered for one purpose, to allow the average disc golfer to throw farther with more control. And the new ESP plastic means it's grippy, yet built to last. The Surge Maximum Distance Driver, available now from Discraft, the world leader in disc sports. It was looking like a USDGC warm-up last weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Charlotte Open. Results coming your way, beginning with the Masters Division. Joey Mila, always tough to beat, finds himself neck and neck with Florida's Greg Hosfeld. After regulation, they are tied up at 24 under par, going to the playoff, and oh, Joey Mila is your winner. Hosfeld, second place, and tournament director Stan McDaniel takes third for the Masters. In the women's division, Courtney Peavy, a fine performance. She's going to win by nine over a couple of tough competitors. Ohio's Valerie Jenkins will finish in second place at 10 over par. Carrie Burlager takes third for the women. And in the open division, coming from the West Coast, Stevie Rico blows into town, says, thank you, gentlemen. He's going to win this one by three at 31 under par. Michael Johansson finishes in second place. And another Cali boy, Josh Anton, in third. That's how it went at the Charlotte Open. Time now for the 60-Second Clinic. Nate Doss is a guy who has proven in the past that he can keep his focus even during the most tough, challenging rounds. After all, he won himself a world championship in 2005. So this week, Nate Doss explains how he manages to keep his focus.
For me personally, to get into a positive place after, you know, a few bad holes where you've maybe lost the lead or you've just completely blown all the momentum you've had in the tournament, is probably the toughest thing to do in this game. Everybody can throw the disc, everybody can do everything, but to allow yourself to let go of what happened on the previous hole is tough to do. If you just find yourself rushing through it and you're trying so hard and you just, nothing's going right, I try to just, on the next tee, take a breather, get a little bit of water, wipe my face off, and just relax, because you've been there. You've been doing it the whole tournament. You just had one bad shot and you allowed it to affect everything else. So if you can get back into that state of, hey, I'm here to win the tournament, I'm here to play a tournament, I'm not here to react on each and every shot, then you'll be able to get back to where you were in your winning ways. Because if you allowed every shot in the tournament to affect you, you would just go through these highs and lows over and over and over again. You have to play each shot for what it's worth, and you have to almost put away the shot you just threw. No matter if it was the greatest shot you've ever thrown in your life or the worst shot you've ever thrown in your life. If you can avoid the highs and lows mentally and kind of stay on a flat line, you'll be perfect. And you'll be successful in the game. People that have a little bit less success are the guys who go through the really high highs and the really low lows, because it all eventually evens into an even keel. If you can stay on an even keel and maybe get it to arc up a little bit, you'll continue to get better and better and better as the tournament goes on.
Nathan Doss out of California was the 2005 PDGA Pro World Champion.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drives no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion Line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
What's up? This is Steve Yurico, and you're listening to PDJ Radio News.
In the big picture, the topic of the show this week is keeping your mental focus. We're hoping to help some of the folks at this weekend's USDGC. So whenever the topic turns to things mental, we turn to our longtime friend and contributor, Dr. Betsy Schoenfeldt of Western Kentucky University. She's a sports psychologist and joins us on occasion to discuss the mental game. And this week, she has for you three keys to help keep your mental focus.
Well, there's one direct way to do that, and it's fairly straightforward and has to do with what we tell ourselves about our situation and about our performance, what we refer to as self-talk. That's what we're saying to ourselves. Most of us do this silently, but there are some people that talk out loud to themselves. But in our self-talk, we want to make sure that we focus on what I'll call the three P's of effective focus. That is, focus on the present, positive performance.
And before we start talking specifically about those three P's, those keys to attaining focus, can you comment for us on what happens when a player falls into negative self-talk?
Well, sure. When we're talking about focus, what we're really talking about is our attention. That is what we are thinking in our mind at a given period of time, and we all have limited attention. We might think of this as a pie chart, if you're familiar with that image, where we want 100% of our current focus to be on the shot that we're taking right now, that our attention is 100% on the present. If we start thinking about a mistake, which is human nature, that's what our inclination is, to think about what a tough lie we've got, or how we shanked a shot, or how we're playing poorly, that takes up that attentional space. If we start thinking about, oh, it looks like rain, I hope it doesn't rain, that takes up more of that attentional space. If we start thinking about our opponent, you know, what's Joe doing over there, how's his score, that takes up even more of that attentional space. So what we want to do is use 100% of our attention on the current shot, because that's going to make us most effective in the one shot that really matters. That is the one we're taking right now.
Well, I know from my own game that I'm certainly very good at being distracted at that negative self-talk, at that, oh, man, I just shanked that shot, and oh, woe is me. So help bring us back to the positive self-talk, to the positive mental focus, and let's talk about your three P's.
Okay, let's break down the three P's. The first P is present. We want to focus on the current shot. If we start thinking about the past, as we just mentioned, it's going to use up our attentional space. And furthermore, the past is history. There's nothing we can do about it. We've got the lie that we've got. We can't go back under regulation play and do it over. So we have to live with the facts that are present right now. So we take what we've got right now. We're going to do the best that we can in this situation. If we start thinking about the future, that is, what's my score going to be on this hole? What's my score going to be on this round? Again, we're using up that attentional space. And really, the only way to impact the future, that is the outcome for the hole or the outcome for the round, is one shot at a time. So we want to stay fully focused on that present shot. We say that the power is in the present, because that's what we can impact. We can impact what we're doing right now. So we want to stay focused completely on the current shot at hand.
Have you got some sort of trick or tip or technique to help a player stay in the present and not worry about that pass shot or think about two holes ahead?
Well, one technique for focusing on the present is to take a rubber band and put it around your wrist while you're out on the golf course. When you catch yourself using negative self-talk, thinking about an error that you just made, or even thinking about the future, what your score is going to be on the hole, then you can take that rubber band and snap it. And that little sting that you get when you snap the rubber band will snap you back into the present. It also will provide a little bit of punishment for that negative self-talk that you're engaging in, or that futuristic thinking that you're engaging in, because we really want your full attention on the current shot. If you're not in a competitive round and you just kind of want some indication of how much you're drifting away from the present, you might take a a pocket full of paper clips or some other small object like that and put those in your right front pocket. Every time you catch yourself drifting off to the past or to the future, switch a paper clip into the other pocket. If at the end of the round you notice that you've got paper clips in both pockets or they've all moved to your left pocket, then you've got some idea that you're not focusing on the present.
We are talking about the three keys or three P's to attaining mental focus, and we have covered keeping yourself in the present. So what is next?
Well, the second P refers to positive. That is, we want to focus on what we want to accomplish. We do not want to focus on what we're trying to avoid. So in terms of positive, we're talking about the correct positive performance that we want to happen. We've mentioned before that there's a very strong mind-body connection, that our body just responds to what our mind is thinking, really whether we want it to or not. So what we want to do is focus on what we want to have happen. Now, what's interesting is that our body will respond to the action part of our self-talk, to the verb. The body doesn't really pay any attention to whether we're saying do or don't. So if we say, keep your eye on the target, you're telling your body exactly what to do. If you say, don't take your eye off the target, well, you're phrasing that negatively. The bottom line may be the same in one sense, but what your body's going to respond to is take my eye off the target, because that's the action, is take your eye off the target. So it's very important that we think in terms of positives. We want to think in terms of what we want to accomplish. Have you ever had the experience of being out on the course and you see a water hazard and you say to yourself, I don't want to throw the disc into the water, and then you turn around and the disc flies right into the water?
Yes.
Well, what's happening is your body's simply responding to what your self-talk is telling it. Remember, it ignores that do or don't, so when you say toss, I don't want to toss the disc into the water, what the body responds to is toss the disc into the water. So it's very important that when we're talking to ourselves in our self-talk that we phrase things in the positive, what we want to have happen.
So then let's say that I am on a hole and there's a great big tree right in the middle of the fairway. So I obviously want to avoid hitting the tree, and I also want to put myself in, you know, in place for a deuce opportunity. So your recommendation would be I say to myself, don't hit the tree, get near the green.
No, don't hit the tree is what you're supposed to not say. Okay, what you want to say is, I'm going to throw this disc and pass this tree just right on the left side, or wherever the flight path is that you're focusing on. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
So rather than saying, I don't want to hit the tree, you want to say, I want to throw this disc 2 feet from the left side of the tree, and just see that happening and then follow through and have it happen.
So it would be better for me, since I do hit that tree a lot, obviously I'm doing it wrong because I'm telling myself don't hit the tree, so I should be saying hit the gap and get the deuce.
Exactly. That would work for you. So it's sometimes difficult to think in those terms because, again, it's human nature to say, I don't want this to happen, when it takes a little bit of effort to think, what do I want to have happen? So if you think it maybe in terms of correcting a child, when you tell a child, don't do that, one of the dilemmas for the child is he or she doesn't know what to do. So in the same sense, you want to make it very easy on your body to respond with the proper response. So you want to phrase your self-talk in terms of what you want to happen. So hit the gap versus don't hit the tree.
Keep it positive. Hit the gap. Don't hit the tree. All right, I follow you. So that is your second P in attaining mental focus. There's one more. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
The third P stands for performance. We want to focus on the action, the behavior, the performance that's going to get us to the outcome that we want. Again, there's a tendency to focus on the outcome, but in terms of focus for effective performance, that's a mistake. We may want to make a birdie on this hole. We may want to have a great round, but the only way we can get there is one shot at a time. So what we need to do is focus on the process or the performance that's going to get us there. If we want to make a birdie on a hole, we're going to have a great drive, then a good approach shot, and then finally putt well. So those three separate shots are the process or the performance that's going to get us to that desired outcome. If we start focusing on that outcome, again, we're taking up part of that attentional space, and we're not going to be able to perform as well on the shot at hand.
So let me see if I understand the performance part of self-talk. So I don't want to tell myself necessarily, I want to hit this par four for a deuce or a bird. Instead, I want to focus only on the shot at hand. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying when it comes to performance time. As you're standing around waiting your turn to tee off, then it's okay to think about it, and you should think about your strategy for the whole hole and the outcome that you're hoping for that hole. But once you start playing that hole and you've got a shot at hand, you need to be fully focused on that shot at hand. And you also don't want to start, you want to avoid analyzing what's going on in terms of your game or in terms of your stroke or other aspects of your performance. We have a saying that is the time for analysis is when your shoes are off. So basically, you know, we want to think about and analyze our performance, but during the actual competition, that's probably going to be a hindrance rather than a help. But once the round is over, and thereby the phrase, your shoes are off, then it's time to do the analysis. But when we're on the course, when we're actually playing, especially in competition, we want to stay focused on those three P's, on the present positive performance.
Well, I'm guessing it's going to be very difficult to bring you out to the course at the next big tournament and have you there reminding us. So can you give us a summary here of the three P's to help us keep that mental focus?
Sure. I think that another phrase that might be helpful is just to think that the most important shot in golf is the current one. So we want to stay focused on the present. That is the current shot that we're taking. Avoid thinking about the past or the future. We want to stay focused on the positive. That is the performance we want to accomplish. Avoid focusing on what we want to avoid. And we want to stay focused on the performance itself, not the outcome, but the actual behavior that's going to get us to that outcome.
Dr. Betsy, thank you so much for helping us to improve our games, and we look forward to talking with you hopefully sooner than later.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's good to be here.
Dr. Betsy Schoenfeldt is a sports psychologist on the faculty of Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, Kentucky. She joins us on occasion to discuss the mental game. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. Oh my, what a fine weekend for disc golf it will be this weekend, October 14th and 15th. In Rock Hill, South Carolina, it is the United States Disc Golf Championship. If you did not qualify, you will not be participating. Good luck to everybody who will be. In Prestonburg, Kentucky, it's the Jenny Wiley Pioneer Festival Open this weekend. Or if you're in Arvada, Colorado, check out the Johnny Roberts Memorial. Fort Walla Walla Open happening in Washington. In Lincoln, New York, it's the CNY Championships and the Autumna Fall Classic in Iowa. Plus, Lubbock, Texas, the Cotton Pickin' Tourney. Clarksville, Arkansas, the Eddie Bowl. It's the iOS number 7. That's the Fairfield Farewell in Round Lake, Illinois. Pros in advance on Saturday, AMs on Sunday. Arlington, Virginia, the Bluemont Bruiser 10, and the Canine Carnival Classic in Burlington, Iowa. Full list anytime, PDGA.com. And finally this week, we want to wish all the competitors the best of luck at this weekend's United States Disc Golf Championship in Rock Hill, South Carolina. If you're not able to be there, they do a terrific job of coverage on the web, easy to find. So click over and check it out. And here's hoping that your favorite player comes out on top. And my friends, that is going to do it for the show this week. Want to thank our sponsors, Innova Champion Discs and Discraft. We had musical assistance from the Vamps. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Until next time, I hope you will get out there, hook some plastic, keep your mental focus, and keep them in the fairways.